We have had a form of identity crime happen here in Mackay, which is probably the worst type because there's no contact whatsoever between criminal and the victim. And in fact, all they need to do is just find the barest minimum amount of information attached to a victim. What we're talking about is illegal porting.
Yep.
There is such a thing as legal porting.
Yes, there is.
And it's to do with your mobile phone accounts. You might be somebody who chooses to change telco from one to another, and you contact your current telco, effect the change. They'll ask for identifying information to confirm that you are you, and then the change is effected.
Yep.
If criminals can get that information, that identifying information about you, which is minimal, then they can masquerade as you, basically, and contact the telco and effect the change. Now, when they receive this information rapidly, they were able to make arrangements for accessing the victim's online banking account.
Wow.
They very quickly identified her password and been able to effect the transfer of just over $60,000, which is astonishing.
They can access this without ever having spoken to you?
That's correct. So the first the victim knew about that this had occurred was they accessed their phone and turned it on, and it was on SOS mode because it's no longer connected to a network.
Right.
She's no longer connected to a telco. These identity thieves are going to one place in particular to find this bare minimum information about people, and that's social media forums.
Okay.
So what we are encouraging people to do is think of your social media forums right now and think, what information is there about me that could be used? Because if you have a name, your correct full name, and your date of birth and your mobile phone number is visible, that's all that's needed.
Wow.
If that information is visible, this could happen to you. If you're a mobile phone holder, there's no reason why this could happen to you, and it would be foolish to think that it couldn't.
Okay.
Think of doing something like removing your date of birth or even to say nickname.
Oh, nickname.
So as a nickname, it could be
Buffet. Buffet would be good.
Yeah.
I'll go Buffet, you go Dipstick, and we'll go from
there. I've had worse, trust me. I've had much worse. These are things that people need to consider. And if you do, and you make those changes, you're safe from this. And when you can see the damage that can be caused, that's the side of the fence that you want to be.